The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Gráinne Ní Hé is a reporter with thejournal.ie. Gráinne, thank you for joining us. What sort of stories are you picking up of people having difficulties with their employers over time off to go get their vaccinations?
Yeah, so it's a different mix of issues, Matt. So, you know, one worker, and they're usually young workers and they're usually retail workers on minimum wage. They're saying that, you know, when they asked to attend their appointment, they're told they won't get paid for the time that they're gone. And, you know, another worker said, because of that, they booked an annual day's leave off so that they don't lose income for the week. And they're told they can't get annual leave for that day that they request. Can they pick another day because of roster issues? Other workers appear to have been told that they won't lose pay, but when they come back from their vaccine appointment, they have to work the extra hours that they were gone to get the vaccine in the first place. So they're kind of paying back in a different way. And of course, the issue with all of this is employees don't get to pick when their vaccine appointment is. The HSE send you an appointment. If you're booking it through the HSE, you're sent an appointment. You're sent the place you're going to, which might be 2-3 hours away, and you don't really have an option to reschedule. And this is why the government has been, and NPHET as well, have been asking people, employers, to be flexible so that we can get people vaccinated. But that isn't happening in all cases.
Tánaiste Shilia Varadkar was asked about it today. What did he recommend?
He recommended that employers be flexible. The problem with that is that has already been said. And, you know, there needs to be, I suppose, a harder line from the government about what happens if employers aren't flexible, I suppose. He said, you know, it's important. And he told us as well, for the story that we did today, that, you know, it's in everyone's interest to get vaccinated, employers included. You know, if all your work staff are vaccinated, they're not going out sick, they're not ending up in hospital. You know, from a pure business perspective, without leaving the humanity aside, that's also good for their business as well. So they should facilitate it. That's kind of the government's message on it.
OK, and then if somebody goes and gets a shot and they get an adverse reaction and they have to go off sick from work, do they get covered for that?
Yeah, I actually have, in response to the story this morning, I have someone getting in touch to say that in their particular case, that wasn't facilitated. That wasn't, you know, they had symptoms and you can feel a bit flu-y after a jab, and that they had to work for it. And I suppose that's the tricky part of this. This is just a flash in the pan, and hopefully we won't have to get a vaccine every year or anything like that. But employees, particularly minimum wage workers, are, you know, who are very reliant on every single hour they work and the pay they get for that hour, are the ones who seem to be bearing the brunt. It's the people who, you know, you and I might, and you know, listeners as well, would go to for their weekly shop or for, you know, they would see every day. Those are the ones who are finding it most difficult. You know, you might buy your coffee off them, most difficult to find the time to go to a vaccine appointment. And that's kind of the unfairness of the system, that it is the least paid that are struggling to meeting the most obstacles. It doesn't help that it's the summer either, and that we're at an age group that the youngest age group who are most likely to be working in the hospitality sector, the retail sector, and that employers are struggling to find the time to when they're all going for their vaccine appointments at the same time. But go back to the government message, it's you need to be flexible and you need to facilitate these vaccine appointments.
Okay. Is it not a false economy, Gráinne? I have another guest I want to bring in, but just to you on this one again. Are employers not guilty of a false economy here? Because if they make it difficult for their employees to go get vaccinated, are they not increasing the risks of bringing COVID into their workplace?
Yeah, in short, yeah. And that is going to be a big employment issue in the future in general if someone chooses not to get vaccinated. You know, it's quite difficult to roster around that. But yeah, this is why the government keeps saying it's in everyone's interest. This isn't just a frivolous thing for an employee. This is a very basic kind of public health measure that everyone's getting. And, you know, you'd wonder if management staff in the same places were docked pay or had to stay back late to get their vaccine appointments. And it's everyone needs to take an hour off or 2 hours off to get vaccinated. So don't penalize a certain group because of the jobs that they have.
Well,
or because
we've lots
young.
Of listeners on relation to this. Another one says, I'm a driver for Dublin Bus. I had to take 2 days holidays for both vaccines as they refused to accommodate my shift around my appointments. We've also SNAs getting in contact to say that they were told they had to take a day off work as well to actually get to do it. And also, there's people in a slightly separate issue about returning from foreign travel and been told having to self-isolate for some number of days unpaid. Richard Grogan, solicitor with Richard Grogan and Associates, an employment law specialist, is here as well with us. Richard, what obligations, legal obligations, are there upon employers to allow employees go get the vaccine?
This is covered by the Health and Safety Authority, which issued guidelines earlier on this year, and they're legally binding. And that said that it is the employer's obligation to arrange for you to be vaccinated. They actually have to pay for the vaccination. I know at the moment the government does, but it's the employer's obligation. On that basis, the employer has to make sure that you get your time off to get vaccinated. Simple as that. And if people have problems, they can put in a complaint to the Health and Safety Authority that they're not getting it.
Okay, but they are giving them the time off. The issue then is whether they dock pay for taking the time off.
No, you can't be docking pay for people to get on that because it's the employer's obligation to get you vaccinated under the regulations. They have to pay for it. That includes bringing you there and getting you back. You know, that's the position on it. And I'm very concerned where somebody would say, by the way, that somebody had to take holidays. That is absolutely contrary to the Organisational Working Time Act. It's a serious breach of it. Holidays are for rest and recuperation. It's not to go off and get vaccinated. So that's another breach of employment legislation that is going through.
Well, Richard, a listener here says, I don't want you to mention my employer, but I got an appointment for a vaccine and I was told I couldn't be covered at work and I couldn't be released. And I'm one of many colleagues that happened to. So that's a person alleging that the employer simply says, you can't go because we can't get cover for you.
That's a detriment under the Safety, Health and Work, Safety, Health and Welfare Work Act 2005, Matt. That is victimisation of the employee. That's a claim to the WRC up to 2 years' wages. That's that serious. I mean, there really has to be a bit of cop-on from people that it is an employer's obligation to have a safe place of work, and that means letting people off. I mean, anybody here in my office, if they go to get vaccinated, then the answer is don't even come back. You know, take the rest of the day. That's my approach, whether they have a reaction or not. You know, you get your time off. There's a lot of employers that are taking that particular approach. Employers who are doing the thing, and it's particularly lower paid workers, national minimum wage workers, that you can't get the time off. That has to be done because if that employee has to reschedule. So if it was for an appointment for tomorrow and they have to reschedule for Tuesday or Wednesday of next week, if they're in contact with somebody, they get COVID, they come back into the workplace on Monday and they pass it on to somebody else, that is the employer's responsibility because they've been the ones who effectively didn't let them go off to get vaccinated. So that really has to be dealt with very, very seriously.
Another listener says, I work in a vaccination centre. Every day I hear comments from people saying, they wanted an excuse not to go back to work after their vaccine, or I don't mind being delayed if it means I can be gone from work longer. Perhaps employers know this is the case and are trying to avoid being swindled by their employees.
Look, I mean, I think the answer on something, if you take an average employer can say, it's going to take you an hour to get to vaccination, an hour to be vaccinated, and an hour to get back. You know, 3 hours.
Yeah, but another listener says, and this I presume it's a business owner or a manager of some kind, who says to you, Richard, if you have 100 people working for you, they take 2 hours each to go. Well, that's 200 hours of non-return from the employer. You're not putting your hand in your pocket to pay the wages, so it's easy for you to say that.
Well, I am putting my hand in my pocket to pay the wages of those who work for me, or with me, I should say. What I will say to you is, this is no different than providing a proper chair in a workplace for somebody to sit on. You know, this is a cost. Yes, it is a cost, but this is a health and safety cost. Both employers and employees both have similar obligations under the Safety, Health and Welfare at Work Act to mind the health of each other. So employers for employees and employees for themselves and everybody else. So this thing of it's 200 hours of unrecovered wages, it's if somebody's on, you know, national minimum wage, it's effectively the cost of effectively, if I take it, 4 workstations maximum, or maybe even 1 workstation if you're putting a computer on it. So you really have to look at what the risk is on this, and the obligation is on the employer to provide a safe workplace. And if you're doing this, you're not going to win Best Workplace to Work in Ireland award if you're not letting people go off and get vaccinated.
That's true. Richard Grogan from Richard Grogan and Associates, and Gráinne Nié of The Journal, thank you very much for joining us. Another listener says, my daughter's 18, working in a local supermarket for the summer, had to take a break to facilitate her vaccine appointment, got no lunch at all because of that, and many other similar stories.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Weekdays from 4:30. Today.